Vic the Magnifico.
All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rocky, please explain to everyone how it works.
Vic has these envelopes that
we hand
to him, and he knows the question that will be in the envelope without even opening it up. He will reveal that by giving us the answer first, because
Absolutely.
He is a psychic.
Because I am Vic the Magnifico! Rocky, the first envelope, please.
Here is the first envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer is Joe Camel and Michael Jackson.
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 The question? Name two characters accused of targeting children. Rocky, the next envelope, please.
Here is the next envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer is because it doesn't need to be cleaned.
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 The question? Why hasn't a woman been sent to the moon yet?
Terrible.
Whoa.
Terrible joke.
I'd like to get sex.
Glad you said that, Vic.
I'll laugh at that.
Please, continue.
Next envelope, please, Rocky.
Here is the next envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer is he was the first Jewish person to receive the Heisman Trophy.
He was the first Jewish person to receive the Heisman Trophy.
He was the first Jewish person to receive the Heisman Trophy.
He was the first Jewish person to receive the Heisman Trophy.
The question? Who is Fred Goldman?
stop laughing. Don't laugh at that. That is so...
That is funny.
Unfunny. I don't... That's not the least bit funny.
Oh, my God.
Rocky, the final envelope, please.
Here is the final envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer is Madonna and a UPS delivery guy.
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 The question? Name someone who will touch your package and someone who won't.
Well, 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 well. Very nice. How we doing? It is the Morning Disaster. My name is Ray Lytle. It's so good to be here.
It's Ray
Let's get
Lytle's
it started.
Morning show. He'll bring you up if you're feeling low. It's Ray Lytle's morning show. You're going to listen with a friend or foe. It's Ray Lytle's morning show. Get ready, get set, and here we go.
All right, we're live. It is the Morning Disaster. How we doing? Good morning, people. Oh, my goodness. And it's Monday. It's sunny. I mean, it's sunny. We've got some weather. And I mean, good weather. This is, I mean, we're coming up on Halloween here. You know, I have an October birthday. My birthday is October 25th. Every year. Most years, it's October 25th, everybody. Usually, by the time my birthday's come around, we've had a couple of weeks where there's been some cold snaps, all right? We haven't had that yet. Global warming is not real. It's a myth. It's a myth made up. Made up by a globalist. They want to take over the world. Trying to scare us to give up our freedoms. Our love for mankind. I don't know. I think there's truth to global climate change, but I don't know if it's moving this quick. Whatever's going on, it's been warm. I went to take my daughter to school this morning, and on the way to school, I rolled down the window, thinking it was going to be a little bit cooler, because I walked out and I'm like, oh, maybe it's just because we're in the sun, you know. So we're in the sun, and maybe that has something to do with why it feels a little bit warm. And I rolled down the window while I was taking her to school because she has late start on Monday, and so the late start means our house is, it's just an upheaval. I mean, Monday mornings is insane. We have it's madness in my house on Monday mornings, you know, because the schedule, usually she goes to school before 8 o'clock, you know. And my wife takes her and drops her off on her way to work, you know. Or like last week I worked at a WMAY. I filled in for those guys. And so I took her a couple days. And it was just easy because it was on the way to work. So it's like, whoosh, you know, drop. So today I take her and I have to come back home in order to do the Morning Disaster Show, which we do live every day, by the way, for those that don't know. Morning Disaster Show is done live every single day, Monday through Thursday, with the best of show, or usually some type of classic show done on Friday. But Monday through Thursday, we do the show live starting at 8:30 a.m. until 10. And, you know, so there's a whole pattern that I'm into. You know, I wake up, I get clean. Most days. Today, I got to admit, I woke up today, I didn't shower, shave, or anything. And if you're on Facebook Live, you could probably tell that, I think. So I wake up and take a shower, like I said, get cleaned up. And then I immediately go into my studio at home, and we start the show. And usually it's Spank, or Nikki's here, and Spanky's, I don't know where the hell they are. It's almost 9 o'clock, I think.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's almost 9 o'clock. They're not here. I don't know where they are. But anyway, this is how the show usually works. Well, my daughter had to be taken to school today for late start. And Chatham has this thing where they start late on Monday mornings, which is pretty good. I'm not sure, but it could be that the Chatham teachers like to, tie a little on, get a little, on the weekend, put their drink on, they drank their purple drink. And maybe that's hangover day to help the teachers assimilate, you know. That's what I would think. But I think it has to do with research studies have shown, and this is true. Research has shown that kids, high schoolers especially, they are more productive the later they go in to school. This is a true story. And which it does surprise me that more school districts aren't making them start later just because, I mean, research has shown it. But Chatham does do it on Mondays. And I understand why they don't do it daily, because it screws up the parents' day. You know, how are the parents supposed to get used to taking their kid late to school when most of the parents have to start work at 8 o'clock? Which, by the way, I think that most jobs should just start. This is me. I think America would be much better off if we started work a little bit later, you know? You want to know why productivity sucks in the morning for people? They're tired. You want to know why if you manage a place and you look at the numbers for people, why it always seems like, oh, well, the longer the day goes on, the better they are. They're better around 9 o'clock a.m. than they are at 8 o'clock. Because it takes that hour to wake up and get going. So I think that's what I think. And the schools have done studies and they've shown it. Well, most school districts can't switch to full time like 8:30 start or 9 o'clock start for kids because the parents are you know, what are they going to do? They're like, hey, I take my kid to school. Now I don't, I have to be at work at 8, so, you know, it doesn't make sense. And the school districts, they don't want to pay to bus everybody. But if it was up to school districts, they wouldn't bus a freaking kid. It costs too much money. So anyway, that's why they don't do it. But on Mondays here in Chatham, they do it. And the high school kids love it. You know, they get to sleep in a little bit longer. I know my daughter does, but the whole house is disrupted by this. Because she wakes up later. Well, because we've got the pets have a system that, you know, they have to wake up at a certain time and go out. And there's a whole, and my wife has to wake up for work and she's got to get ready. And I don't know if she's got some kind of freaking contest, a loud contest or something. I don't know what's going on there, but there's something happening that makes my wife wake up in the morning, okay, before work, especially on Mondays when everybody in the house is sleeping. Then she wakes up and she does this thing in the kitchen that sounds like this. I don't know if you can hear that. Let me move the mic. It sounds like this. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but yeah, it's just a loud banging and clanging, and every single thing that causes noise in the house, my wife seems to get up and just bang it. Just hit it with metal, I believe. And that's what gets the morning going. I can have the alarm set for a certain time, and it doesn't matter. It just, none of that matters. She does dishes in the morning, which I, you know what I should do? And I'm seriously thinking of this, but my wife yells at me when I do this. I try to do, I want to start doing the dishes like at night, okay? And some of you, maybe some of you listening, or if you're watching on Facebook Live, hello, Facebook Live. I'm Ray Lytle. This is Morning Disaster. You can also hear old shows, podcasts, morningdisaster.net on Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Okay. I want to go and I want to do the dishes at night before I go to bed. But my wife hates when I do dishes. She hates it. Is that Mikey? Hey, Mikey, what's up, man? Hey, I got to have Mikey call. I got to do a Mikey special soon. But she hates when I do dishes, and this is why. And some of you guys out there, you know, my wife is convinced, okay, they have fooled her. The system has fooled her. They have convinced my wife that the only way dishes get clean is through a dishwasher. We have the oldest, loudest, crappiest dishwasher in the world, by the way. And my wife is under the, she believes this. She is of the belief that doing dishes in the sink with hot water does not clean them. That's just the starting process of the dish procedure. So like when I do dishes, in fact, I'm going to do them today and report back to you tomorrow. She freaks out when I do dishes. And because if I do them, I get really hot water in the sink, you know what I mean? And I get it, and I get this scrubbing thing. And I take the dish, I put it under the hot water, and then I put the soap directly on the dish. I scrub the dish, rinse off all the soap and stuff from the dish, and then I put it on a towel on the side. And then when they're done, I dry them, and I put them in the cabinet. My wife comes home, she goes, where's the dishes? I go, I washed them. Did you run them through the dishwasher? Be like, no, I didn't have to run them through the freaking dishwasher. No, I washed them. I scrubbed the dishes with soap. I washed them. I put them in the cabinet. It's the worst thing. It's as if I told her, yeah, honey, I opened up the cabinet. I took a dump in one of our pots. I scrubbed it all in the pot and I put it in the... She thinks that it is somehow that dirty, that it's that filthy, that somehow me washing our dishes regularly is somehow I'm putting botulism or salmonella or something in our... She freaks out. And my wife has to go and she has to... Which ones did you wash? Which dishes did you wash? And she freaks out. And where we live now, we used to live literally across the street. And when we lived across the street, I'd do this thing. I'm like, you know what? And this is not recently. This is years ago. But I would do this thing. And when my daughter Bella was little, I would do the dishes and I would have her help me, you know? And it was sweet, you know? It's like she would dry them. And we did the dishes. And my wife would freak out. Did you run them through the dishwasher? I'd say, no. I took the dishes. They were in hot water. I had one side of the sink was just freaking water filled up with soap in it, right? And I put all the dirty dishes in the water. Then I'd take out the individual dish, and I'd run it underneath more hot water, and I'd put soap directly on the dish, and I'd scrub the dish. I'd wash the dish like I brush my teeth. That's how sure I was. And my wife would freak out. Ooh! Ooh! Did you run them through the dishwasher? I'm like, no, I didn't run them through the dishwasher. Well, then they're not clean, is what she goes. I am not clean. Or she, no, she's clean. She goes, those dishes are not clean, as if to say I'm not clean. Of which, trust me, I do admit, I am not clean. There are times I'm not clean. But it's not like I'm taking the dishes and running them through my butt crack or something. I'm taking the dishes and I'm rubbing water on them. I've got soapy water on the dishes. I'm scrubbing them. I'm putting them underneath. Then I'm putting them underneath regular water to rinse off all of the soap and stuff that I put on. I do that. And then I take the dishes, like I said, After they're rinsed, they put them on a side thing. And then I take them, dry them, and I put them in the cabinet. And my wife, she would come home and she would freak out. Well, which dishes were they? And I never saw her do this. But I would hear the dishwasher. I'd hear it. And this is my theory, although she never admitted it. But my daughter told me that she did it, although I didn't see it directly. And I am convinced that she would go through and get my daughter, who at the time was, I think she was, oh my God, she's probably like seven. She wasn't very old. And my wife would go, honey, which dishes did your dad do? Which ones did he do? And so she would open up the cabinets and like grab like the top so many dishes. And I'm positive she did this. Now, she might listen to this and go, oh, you're full of crap. But I'm telling you, I'm positive that she took the dishes that she thought I washed and she put them in the dishwasher. And even now, she runs this, you know, six o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning. With the freaking dishes. She's washing them. So here's my plan. I stay up later than the girls. A lot of nights, you know. I take it back. Now, when I was on WMAY last week, I actually went to bed the same time as my wife, which is a little bit earlier because, well, I had to, you know, because when you do that show, it's not like this show. There's not a lot of prep in this show. I do my prep on this show the night before. But on that show, because so much of it has to do with, I mean, I'll talk about stuff like this, but I also, you know, there's news you've got to be up on, you know. So I'd like to prep. I try to prep as much as I could the night before. But I also go to bed early and then wake up earlier. And that way I get everything, even the stuff that happened overnight. You know, because it's a whole different prep thing. Like I said, with this show, I can prep just the night before, stay up till like 1 or 2 and be fine. When I fill in on an actual AM or FM station, I prep the day of. So that means I got to wake up at like 6 and prep, you know. But tonight, I'm telling you, this is our I'm going to do this and I'll report back to you. I'm going to wake up tonight, I'm not going to go to bed. And when they go to bed, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go into the kitchen, and I'm going to do the dishes. I will clean all of the dishes, so that way when she wakes up the next morning, she won't have to do dishes. And I'm telling you, the reason I don't do dishes now, the reason that I currently am not doing dishes, is because my wife freaks out when I do them, because she somehow thinks that I'm so incompetent, that I am so ignorant, that I don't know how to properly do dishes. Therefore, I'm somehow putting poison or dirt, feces. Maybe she thinks I'm putting feces. I don't know what she thinks I'm doing. But she's afraid that the dishes I washed are filthy. And I know it drives her crazy. So I stopped doing it. But then I'm like, you know what? Obviously, she's waking up every morning. She's doing these freaking dishes. Because she has to have these dishes done. If I was her, I'd leave the dish in the sink and I'd leave a note for me that says, hey, lazy, you don't do a freaking thing. Get off your ass and do the dishes. That's what she should do, you know. But she doesn't trust my dishwashing ability. And our dishwasher that we have now is so loud. And it takes so long. The dishwasher's like. That's what our dishwasher sounds like. That's what our dishwasher sounds like. And it does that for like 4 hours. One cycle of a dishwasher should not take 4 hours. That's a great line. Mikey's on Facebook Live. He just said, get a Hershey's bar wet and smear it around on a plate and put it in the cabinet. Oh my God, that'd be great. Like I'll say, honey, I did the dishes. Really? Yeah. But one of the plates I took and I ran through my ass crack. And I'm not going to tell you which one. And I took a couple spoons and did the quick wipe too. And I wasn't clean. That my wife would go nuts. She'd probably divorce me. She would go nuts. She's so convinced that somehow that when I do dishes, they're not clean. But I don't know how they're clean. I mean, in 4 hours, I'd like to think that somehow they're clean, the dishwasher. But this dishwasher is so old. And it is so loud.
Hello?
That's sort of like my dishwasher. And then it does this thing where it stops. It goes. And that's an hour of that. Of. That's every. And then my house. Every. And then my wife sometimes. And you, if you listen to this show, and if you go back and listen to the podcast. Now, my studio is, you know, rooms away from the kitchen. I cannot see the kitchen from my studio. There's a dining room, a living room, you know, in between us. And I'm down, almost to the other side of the house. And I somehow, when I'm doing the show, and if you listen to the podcast, you can hear, if you listen close enough, sometimes in the background when I'm doing it, you'll hear, that is the dishwasher. That's how loud it is. And if she starts it at 7 something, it's still going when I'm doing the show from 8:30 a.m. Sometimes we don't get done until 10. In fact, last week or 2 weeks ago, we went till like 11 or something, and Nikki was freaking out. By the way, if you ever listen to the show, Nikki, who's usually here, like I said, for some reason, Nikki's not here and Spanky isn't here. They do the show with me. We got talking somehow about, Nikki and vibrator, whatever, you know. We do, now that I think about it, we do mention vibrators a lot on the show. We probably shouldn't. But we were doing a conversation with Nikki, and I don't know how it got into it. It was vibrators or swinging or something ridiculous. And of course, Spanky, if you've been listening to the show lately, Spanky was drinking like he has for 50 some odd years. He stopped. Spanky went cold turkey on the drinking, okay? Just to bring everybody up to speed. And because Mikey, I see Mikey going, Spanky, did you lose a bet? Which is funny. But Spanky's great. And he was doing fine. He was doing really good. And if you want to hear a show, go to morningdisaster.net and look at the podcast and look at the, you know, the episodes. And I think it's Thursday's episode. Near the as we continued on, right at the end of the show, if you listen in, Nikki's late, of course, you know, and she doesn't get there till the show's almost over, and then Nikki and I start talking, and as we're talking, you hear Spanky, Spanky's on the phone, you hear him going, which he's just breathing hard, right, and then he sort of goes from to this, he goes. And as Nikki and I are talking, we're like, what is going on? What is that? Spanky falls asleep. Spanky falls asleep. Which, by the way, is kind of insulting because I think Nikki and I were actually having a good discussion. Spanky just falls asleep. And we find, now the whole to put in correct context, at the beginning of that show, Spanky comes on and admits that he fell off the wagon the night before he and his buddy went out. Because this is October, and as Mikey knows, because Mikey is in the club. Back in the old disaster days, we had the birthday club of October. Because Mikey's birthday is in October, all right? So you got Mikey's, and Mikey, a long time ago, Mikey used to have a party every year back when he lived in Athens and then that was early in the show, and then as time went by, you know, we got busy in the band, just all this stuff going on. But eventually, he probably still has a party now, but we just don't talk as much, and he probably doesn't invite me, which I don't blame him because I'm not social. Like, if I wasn't me, I don't think I'd invite me anywhere because I don't think I'm a good time. But anyway, so Mikey would have his birthday, and then Spanky would have his birthday. Now, Mikey would end his birthday celebration. I know this is odd for Spanky. Mikey would begin his birthday celebration on his birthday. And he would end his birthday celebration the day after his birthday. Well, now Spanky is the other way around. Now, Spanky's odd. He likes to start his birthday celebration, the second Mikey's ends. And then he celebrates it all the way to his birthday, which this is a running gag, but I always try to think about Spanky's birthday. And is it on the 17th? Is it on the 18th? Is it on the 19th? nobody really knows the actual date of Spanky's birthday because he starts celebrating it days before it starts, okay? And he doesn't, Spanky's birthday does not end until he has to take one day off of his birthday month celebration to celebrate my birthday. And I think when Spanky first met us, I think he was kind of angry because he's like, well, damn, Mikey's got a birthday, so that means I can't start celebrating my birthday until Mikey's is done. I like to start celebrating my birthday in August, even though my birthday is in October. That's how Spanky loves his birthday. He loves his birthday. So his actual birthday, I believe, is the 18th or 19th. I think it's tomorrow. But like I said, you never know because he celebrates it. I don't think so much now, but boy, back in the day, he would celebrate his birthday. The 3 weeks of Spanky birthday celebration. And that birthday would be celebrated until my birthday, which is on the 25th. So he would break. He'd have a little break in his birthday celebration for my birthday. And then the next day, when my birthday's over, you know, like the rest of us, Spanky's second tier celebration would go on till Halloween. So that's... And I'm not joking. Anybody who worked on the Maureen Disaster, anybody who was on the Itchy Pickles, anybody who knows Spanky, you know that no one loves birthdays like Spanky. But like I said, he stopped drinking this year. Well, he said he was going to stop drinking. See, Mikey's on Facebook Live. He's completely agreeing with me. And it is a running gag. But I mean, you love Spanky, so, you know. I'll tell you who else has a birthday, and she's in the Facebook Live chat room too, is Jen, the lovely Jen. In fact, Jen and I used to always have a running gag, and her husband, Big D, we would have this running joke where I always tell Big D, I go, I want Jen for my birthday, you know. But the only person we didn't tell was my wife, because I don't know if my wife would get the joke. But I always said the joke is always that, that I want Jen for the birthday, and Spanky would always say, well, it's my birthday too. Don't you think that Jen should come over and get? And the running gag that we had, and my wife would freak out, is Big D about 10, was it 10 years ago? It was around Disaster Radio days, which I think it was around October of 07 is when this happened, 06, 07, whenever it was. But Big D and Jen got this room at the Baymont Inn. Okay. Stop it, Mikey. Big D and Jen got this room at the Baymont, all right, for one of our Disaster Radio gigs. We were doing a live show out at Maui's. And they got this room, and they had a party. And I went by the room, and it had this giant jacuzzi. Oh, my God. It was amazing. So I went in there. And then from that day on, my wife always goes, what do you want for your birthday? I said, you know what? I want to go to the Baymont and rent buy one of those jacuzzi rooms for the night. And that's what we've done for my birthday. That's all I get. That's all I want for my birthday is just, you know, jacuzzi night in the jacuzzi room at the Baymont. And, you know, some fun times. That's what I want. That's all I want for my birthday. And that's because Big D and Jen introduced me to these rooms, which are awesome, by the way. And they're really close. It's like, I know that one, what's the one place that has the big rooms, and they have like gigantic jacuzzi splash swimming pools in the room and like all that stuff. But it's a long drive away. You got to drive like an hour. And the Baymont, I drive like, I don't know, like 8 minutes. So we go there and my wife and I have a blast. And so I used to always tell Big D, and this isn't recent. This is like 08, maybe 09, somewhere around there. And I would always tell my wife, I go, yeah, I told Big D, we got the Baymont room. So he and Jen might come by. And my wife would go, no one's coming by, are they? I say, no, I don't know. I told him. I mean it. She goes, I mean it. If they, oh my God, she goes, if you invited your friends and they come up, she goes, I'm going to be so embarrassed. And she would like threaten, you know, I will end the evening right there. She would threaten me. She'd be, she'd be so freaked out that somehow they would join us. And I would get in there and I'd say stuff like, like, oh, this jacuzzi looks big enough to put Jen in. Oh my God, my wife would get so mad at me. She goes, stop messing around. I go, what? And she'd freak out every single day. And I haven't done it in years. I should do it again this year. But I would tell her, say, yeah, I told Big D. And she'd be, I swear to God, if your friends show up, and they're her friends too, don't get me wrong. My wife is friends with them too, but my wife is very shy, you know. Usually not on my birthday though. On my birthday, listen, if anything dirty like that's ever going to happen, like if I'm ever going to get that crazy, you know, first thing, I think I got to lose like 200 pounds, you know. I gotta lose like 200 pounds. But I think if I could, then I think maybe if that thing's ever going to happen, it's going to happen on my birthday. Because I try to get my wife as drunk as possible. And just a question, I mean, not me, I'm just asking for a friend. Is it against the law to give your wife roofies on your birthday? Does anybody know? Would it be illegal or something if I gave my wife Molly or, you know? If I gave her some kind of drugs to make her really freaky, I mean, I wouldn't get arrested. Right? The police would go, well, it's his birthday. We understand. But boy, if anything like that would ever happen, it'd be my birthday. Because we do. We just go. Mikey says, no, it's not illegal. He's checked into it. It's funny. If you've ever done it, it really is a good time. It's just nice to go out. You have fun. And the best thing with us is there's no dogs. There's no child. There's no, you know, there's just nothing to think about except spending time together, you know, in this jacuzzi. And when you're fat like me, you know, I'm a gigantic person, you know, hey. When you're big like me, the jacuzzi, you can just, you know, you can scrub everything in that jacuzzi. It's not like the shower where you got to manipulate your body in certain ways to have the water, you know, rinse everything out, you know. The jacuzzi, you're just laying in that water. You got a scrub brush, just go to town. You know. Yeah, Jen made a good point. She says, you know, when nobody wakes you up early when you're in the, you know, jacuzzi. Well, except for this. Housekeeping! They wake you out. You know, they wake you up. It's like, man, there's a sign on the door. Let us sleep in, for God's sakes. It's nice to wake up not hearing dishes being done. And Nate says, I don't think it's illegal for the Molly, but it might be frowned upon. Yeah, I mean, I guess the cops don't care. The divorce lawyers might, but the cops, I think they're okay with it. Anyway, my name is Ray Lytle. This is The Morning Disaster. We do a show live every Monday through Thursday, starting around 8:30 a.m., 8:30 till usually 10 o'clock. It's a little bit shorter show today. Because I really wanted to do another Facebook live show. I don't get a chance to do these Facebook live shows a lot. But when I do, the numbers are amazing. I don't know how many of you guys use this Facebook live, but the numbers are incredible. I'll get 600 and some odd people that'll check out a little bit of the show. And here's the other interesting thing. And I think I discussed this with Nate. I think Nate and I have discussed it. And it was Nate or my buddy P-Double. I discussed it with somebody. Every day we have, I keep statistics on how many people listen, and I have statistics on how many people download the podcast. And when I do a Facebook live show, this is honest to God true. When I do a Facebook live show, people will come in, they get to listen like 5 to 10 minutes of the show live. And then they've got to go to work or school or whatever it is they're doing. You know, they got stuff they got to do, you know. And I also try not to swear. We try not to cuss when we're doing the Facebook Live thing. So if you're coming in expecting to hear some, you know, some good Morning Disaster swearing, I am trying to cut that back more, you know. Just because as I am filling in and going back on AM and FM stuff, I try to, to not swear because then I end up going on then I start swearing on the other station, so. There's a whole thing going on. So anyway, I usually when I do the Facebook Live, I don't do the swearing, or we're not as dirty as we've been in some of the past episodes. So if you do go back to morningdisaster.net and you start listening to some old episodes and you hear some language, well, it's because it's a podcast and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, when we do these Facebook Live shows, we notice that the statistics for people listening to the podcast on that day are gigantic because people hear the beginning of the podcast, And then they want to see where things are going, because I usually end the Facebook Live thing pretty early. And then they hear that, and they go back and they download the podcast to hear the rest of the show, or to hear, in some cases, what was happening before the Facebook Live, because sometimes I don't turn the Facebook Live thing on until we're halfway through the show. And the other thing is, I don't always keep the Facebook Live video up. Like, it'll be up, and you'll see it live, and it's up for like an hour or two, then I take it down. Some of them are still up. By the way, if you go through my timeline on Facebook, you can see some of them. Some of them are still up. Or if you go to Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster Facebook page, you can see some of them. But it is a good time. Other thing, for those of you that have never heard the show before, we do occasionally have, like I said, Spanky's on, Nikki's on. We've had Sean. Sean's been on a lot. Marvin was on an early episodes. Marvin's on. He's fantastic. We've had Doran's been on. We've had Noid scheduled to be on. But he never shows up. However, Little Noid is actually here. So, Little Noid, where are you? Hold on. Little Noid's a producer of this show. He's in the back working. Hold on. Let me see if I can find him, okay?
Hello, sir. It is I, Little Noid. Camp Counselor Harry is in the back. He is producing some comedy segments that will be on the show in just a little bit. Sir, the comedy segments had veins.
Thank you, Little Noid. So Little Noid produces. Vic sometimes shows up. And the ghost of Jim the photographer does also make also makes appearances sometimes. Speaking of Jimmy, I do have a classic Jim the photographer bit. I'm going to start here in a moment. I'll end the Facebook Live broadcast. And I'll go into some classic. I got some Morning Disaster classic stuff that's going to be on if you're listening to the live audio only show at MorningDisaster.net, or tune in radio app, or however you're listening to it, or if you've downloaded the podcast and you're listening to it on your own, that's coming up. But if you are watching the Facebook Live and maybe you haven't listened to the live show, there's a lot that goes on in this show, and I've been doing it long enough now to where I want to start letting people know about it. And you can download the episodes every day. It's fun. It's simple. And sometimes the shows are really fun to listen to. And then I do specials. Like we do there was a Shaner special that ran. The Shaner special ran, a month ago. Before we've also had, Marvin had a special. Jimmy's had a special. We do have a special Jim the Photographer special coming up. And I said the word special a lot. We do have a Jim the Photographer special coming in November. Because Jimmy died in November. And it is ironic because Mikey's on, and this is, I'm not just saying this because Mikey's in the Facebook Live feed. It's actually about a quarter of the way done. We have a Mikey special that I'm going to put out in December. And I was originally going to put it out this month because it's Mikey's birthday, but I decided to do the Spanky one instead because I think Spanky got a little, I think Spanky wanted his being. So the Spanky special is actually coming up this weekend. So for those of you who like those specials, Spanky this month, you got Jimmy next month, Mikey in December, and then a new Bodine comes out in January, all right? So if you like the specials, they are coming out. And also, I'm doing, if you remember the Morning Disaster Best of CDs, we ended with Best of 6. I've actually mapped out Best of 7, 8, and 9. I want to run it by a couple of big fans that used to listen to the old show. I just want to run the bits by and see what they think. But and which is going to be a podcast that I'm going to put up. I haven't decided everything with it, how it's going to happen. But if it's a thing, you know, like a what if scenario. If we would have kept putting out best of shows, what would have been on best of 7 and best of 8 and best of blah, blah, blah. So anyway, those are coming up. I'm just excited about a lot of this stuff. And I have gotten a lot of people that were speculating about, because last week, like I said, last week I did go and I filled in on WMAY because Mike and Molson are on vacation. And people were like, oh, well, now you're blah, blah, blah. No, listen, people, I'm always going to do this podcast, no matter what. Even if I do go back to radio in some form, I'm still going to do the show. I might run it later in the day or whatever, but the podcast will be available every day, just like always. And just to let you know, that is the goal. And this show has been going for a long time. It's been over a year now that we've done this. We won Best Podcast in the Illinois Times. which I thought was really cool last year. They didn't even run the category this year. I don't blame them. I seem to have that. I do seem to have that going for me. And so there you go. And who do I have on the phone? 814. What's our number? 814-0332. Is this Nikki?
Yes.
Look who finally woke up.
Uh-huh.
I'll be damned. How are you?
Yeah. Tired.
Did you just forget we do a show on Mondays or what?
No. The alarm was set. I slept through it.
Like I tell you what, like Spanky, I think Spanky fell off the wagon again. I really do. I think
he's gone. Yeah. Is he not here?
No, he's not here today. I think he fell off the wagon.
Oh no.
And hit his head when he hit the ground. I really think that. Because
when was his birthday?
His birthday is, I think it's tomorrow. It could be today, but I think it's tomorrow. Isn't his birthday? Mikey, Jen, do any of you guys remember? And Jen's birthday is this week, too.
Jen, happy birthday, Jen.
Jen, when's your birthday? Because I'm doing Facebook Live, Nikki. I don't know if you've seen it, but.
I tried to log on to it, but it was just repeating the same thing over and over.
What, the Facebook Live was?
Yeah.
Those mother effers.
It might be my phone.
Those mother effers. They better fix it. No, I think so. There seems to be a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me put on my glasses and I'll tell you. Hello, kitty. Hello, darling. By the way, look at my glasses. Good Lord. I didn't realize my glasses. I didn't realize. Hold on. They're caught in my headphones. I didn't realize my glasses were so thick. All right. Hold on. There we go. Let me go to the Facebook page.
It could be my phone, though.
All right,
I'm on wireless or whatever.
Yeah, it's working on the Facebook
Wi-Fi.
Page. Yeah, no, it's not. Okay. It's not going. It's just, it's live.
Okay.
Oh my God, I look horrible. By the way, good Lord.
That is me right now.
I am not aging well at all. I'm not. I am not aging well.
I gotta get my hair colored by next weekend.
Oh, it's not. I'm not. You know, I'm almost 50.
Yeah, I know.
And I look every
bit.
You
look damn good. You look damn good.
Oh, no. I know some guys at 50 that look good. I am not one of them.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm not.
I know guys at 50 that look like grandpas and all wrinkly with gray hair.
I think I probably look younger with my glasses, but I took my glasses off. But I probably should keep them on. My eyes are so. Look at my baggy eyes. Good Lord. Hold on. I'm going to put the glasses back on. Cause I think I look a little better with the glasses. Although I'm so freaking old, when I wear the glasses, I can't see anything close to me. Like, if I wear the glasses, I see things, like, far away. I could see, like, across the street.
Are they bifocals?
No, they're just regular glasses.
Mine are bifocals, and I can't use them right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just so old. My God. I'm so old. By the way, I noticed you're not in your studio today. I see you're...
on my phone.
You're on the phone, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that means she's...
I'm close to the studio.
I bet she's laying in bed, right?
Mm-mm.
Are you laying in bed talking?
No, I'm on the couch.
Oh, are you laying on the couch? Hand check. Where are the hands, Nikki?
I'm holding the phone,
okay.
Ding dong.
Let me make sure. Both hands?
Yeah.
Really? You got a two-handed phone. You got a two-hander, huh? Nikki likes it. Nikki likes those two-handers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jen said for 50, I look great. Well, thank you. Well, that's because I'm not 50. But I will be, you know, when I'm 50. I think I you know. I just want people to think, you know, just I just want to fool people to think I'm younger, you know.
You don't have to because you already look younger.
I see some guys that look really young. And then I see, but I will say, though, I'll say this. I see some guys that I, like, went to high school with and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they look old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I say stuff – because I still have no concept of how old I am. In my head, I'm still 30.
Either.
I still think I'm 30 in my head.
Yeah,
but
me
too. I will – and I'll say this to my wife. I'll go, look at this guy. I went to high school with him. I said, that son of a bitch looks like he's somebody's grandfather. And my wife will go, hey, we just saw him at your class reunion. He is somebody's grandfather. In fact – he's like four kids' grandfathers. And I was like, oh, my God. That's right. I mean, I am old enough now. My brother's got two grandchildren. And he's only a couple years older than me.
Right.
Oh, my God. I just, you know.
You need to put a big bubble around Bella.
Sometimes I wake up. Yeah, Mikey says he's got 2 grandkids. Oh, my God. Sometimes I wake up and I look at myself, like I catch myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I look and I go, you know what? I don't look too bad, but look at, I got my gray hair. Look at the gray mm-hmm. hair. I'm hiding that gray hair. You know, I gotta push.
I am too. I'm afraid to see what's underneath of it.
If you're looking at Facebook Live, okay, you actually see, I'm pulled my hair back and you see how I brush the hair over the gray spot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, because I just look so horrible with the gray hair. But sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I go, you know what? I'm not too bad, you know?
No, you're not.
And then other times I look at myself in the mirror and I go, oh, my God. What the f-? I go, oh, my, what has happened to me? I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, my God. I look like, you know, oh. It's unbelievable how you know, and it's weird. It's just like, it's got, like, if my hair is, like, if I got the hair pulled back and the gray hair is showing and I haven't slept and I got bags in my eyes, I look like I'm 60 years old.
No, you don't.
Sometimes I feel like I do. Other times I look and I go, look, I could still pass for 30. Well, all right. I'll say I could pass for 38, but I could still sometimes pass for, like, 42, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my buddy Bob
Younger
Fulton.
Than that.
My buddy Bob Fulton is like, he says, he's in the Facebook live chat. He says, no grandkids, but he's been called grandpa several times. He says, I've been called grandpa several times picking up my 9-year-old. See?
Oh, no.
That's what I don't get. And Mikey's.
My parents went through that.
You know, Mikey's in the room, in the Facebook live room. He's another one. He's got his youngest one. Like, he and Jody have, what's his, Sydney, I think is his daughter's name. And she's uh-huh. like, she's only like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, mine's 14 and that's it. I mean, I got one, she's 14. She's getting older at 14. And mm-hmm. she makes me feel young. I don't know what I'd do if I had one that was that young. Like my brother Bodine, you know, Bodine's got a Julian
mm-hmm.
who's like 6 or 7. And, my God, you know, I don't know how Mikey does it. He has,
my
you
know, mom was 42. My dad was 45 when they had me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was 35 or 34. How old was I? I was 34, 35 when Bella was born, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, I felt old then, you know, but I don't know how these guys do it. Like, Bob, who's in the chat room, and Mikey, and or who's in the Facebook Live? Both those guys have kids. Mikey's got kids. What's Eric's got to be in his 20s, and mm-hmm. Bob's got kids in high school, and he's also got an 8-year-old. Oh my God! And the same with Bodine. Bodine's got Bodine's got kids. Bodine's a grandpa. Oh my God! Or he's going. Yes, Bodine's going to be a grandfather.
Aww.
His son Grant is, I think Grant's wife is like 7 months along or something. Yeah, he's going to be a...
Grant can't be old enough.
Oh, Grant's 20, what is, Grant's like 21, I think. I think.
Good God.
He's young.
I remember him hiding underneath the kitchen, or the dining room table when I babysat him.
I don't know how, I don't know how these guys do it where they have kids that are older and then... They have the young kids. Oh, if my wife came home and told me she was pregnant, first off, I'd accuse her of cheating on me because I'll tell you what, I warm up my, if I know my wife and I are going to have sex, I warm mm-hmm. up my boys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I get in the shower. I will grab my testicles and I will run directly hot water on them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want that surprise. And this is a fact. You know, the hotter your testicles are, the less likely, you could still get pregnant, but the wife is less likely to get pregnant. In fact, in order to, this is a true story. And I think I told Mikey probably knows this. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when we had Bella, when my wife got pregnant with, are you calling differently now?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me pick that up. You're in the studio now. Hello.
There you go.
Okay. So when my wife got pregnant with Bella, this is what how I'm convinced this got her pregnant. A friend of mine told me, I'm like, yeah, we've been trying to get pregnant for, you know, a year.
Right.
And he told me, get an ice pack. He goes, get an ice pack. And right before you go at it, he goes, on the day when you're convinced, he goes, wait a couple days, you know, don't do anything. No BJs, no nothing. And he says, then on the day you're going to do it when you want to impregnate her, he goes, take an ice pack and put the ice pack on your testicles. And I thought, oh, come on, he's just messing with me. Yeah, he's messing with me. I swear to God, that's what I thought. And he told me, he goes, no. He goes, this is how my wife and I had our last kid, our youngest boy at the time. Mm-hmm. And so he tells me what to do. And I think, oh, come on, he's crazy. Well, then I read up on it and this article said the same thing that I read on the internet. And so we were living across Chatham. We were living in the house we built in Chatham. And, freaking Mikey. I'll actually read what Mikey said in a moment. But, so I take this ice pack, right? And I put the ice pack on my paws and it's freezing. Okay. But then my wife comes out of the tub and she's so, I mean, oh my God, she looked amazing. My daughter can be secure knowing that her mother looked, the night that I'm positive she was impregnated, my wife looked amazing. Oh my God, she looked so good. So here I am with this erection and freezing testicles because I had an ice pack on them. And my wife even touched them. She goes, oh my God, what are you, you know? And I'm like, it's just this thing so-and-so told me. And she's like, oh, you know, and I'm like, you're trying to get pregnant. Let's just do it, right? So we have sex that night, you know. And then it wasn't long after that that she took the test. She had the little thing, the pee on, you know. Mm-hmm. What, you've heard that story before. And she gave it to me. And I'm like, oh, I was freaked out because it was covered in pee, I thought. I guess it wasn't, but I thought it was. And it said we were pregnant. And so when the doctor counted back, he said, well, I think it was probably right around this day. And the date he gave us was the date I put the ice pack on my balls.
Right.
I think that's the ice pack helped me get my wife pregnant. So now when I know we're going to have sex, I'm in the shower. And I will turn the heat. I'll turn the shower very hot, and I'll make sure that my testicles receive the hot water. Because for me, for whatever reason, you know, I've gotten one person pregnant, and that was my wife. The time I put, you know, my wife was on birth control forever too, though. But you know, it's when I put the ice pack on. So, like, if it's winter time and I'm outside or anything, and because I'm married, so we never have sex without first showering. You know, it's not like when I was young when I could go to the club and dance and all, you know, just have fun and then come home and have sex immediately with strangers. No, when you're married, foreplay. You want to know what foreplay is when you're married? Showering.
Shower.
Yeah, or bathing. That's your foreplay. Because your wife wants nothing to do with the older you, that guy, if there's a young guy listening, I don't know if there is, but if you're a young guy and you're listening and you're wondering what married sex is like, it's just clean. The difference is it's cleaner. Now, sometimes when you have kids, it's quick. Like you gotta, you know,
right?
Like my wife will go, shh, keep it down. Bella's got a friend over, you know, and I'm, you know, right. Of which I always go, it's my house if I want to be loud. But my wife is
God,
like, she goes, I'm not going to do it. She goes, I swear, I won't do anything. All right. So, you know, you got to keep it quiet. But so there's the difference. But if you're a young guy, just know that as you get older, you do get funkier smelling. Like you do start smelling worse. I just want to let you know. It's a fact of life. I think it's because our prostates don't work right and we dribble urine on our testicles. That's my prediction. I don't know if that's true, Nikki. I don't know if it's true, but I'm guessing. Something's connected. I don't know what's going on down there.
Well, in my experience with men, I have not noticed that.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, the older you get, the funkier you get. So your wives demand that you actually shower, you know, and not a trucker shower. Don't just grab a rag with like water on it and do the the what's my brother Foon say? Crack. What is it? Pits, crack, and sack. Yeah, just can't do that. You got to do.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, no pits, crack, and sack. You got to actually get in there, shower, soap, the whole thing. You know. Mm-hmm. Get a scrub brush that's a butt-only scrub brush, and that's how you wash your butt. these are my tips for you young guys. By the way, okay, so now I got to share Mikey's line, which I thought was hysterical when I was talking about my wife got pregnant after we used the ice pack.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey said, hold on, let me just, I want to read it verbatim. So I'm going back, because I got to read it verbatim, because it actually was a great line. He says, Jody got pregnant the first time we didn't do anal. I hope she finds this later on Facebook and decides to listen to it, because that's fantastic. Oh, my God. It's so funny. Anyway, so it is Morning Disaster at morningdisaster.net. I'm Ray Lytle. That's Nikki finally joining us.
Yeah.
The way that she...
not happy that I woke up late.
Nikki's usually, for those of you that don't, Nikki's usually here. She's and Spanky's here. But we do fear Spanky fell off the wagon. You know what I mean?
It'd be a perfect time for him to call in.
Yeah, if he's awake. But I think, I'm serious, he might be, who knows where he is, you know. I might get a call on, like, my voicemail later. Where's my Spanky impersonator? I might go to, like, my voicemail later.
Hey, Ray, it's Spanky. Hey, Ray, it's Spanky. I'm in a ditch. I woke up, and it's wet. Surprisingly, it smells like urine, my own, but I'm laying in a ditch, and that's how I woke up today, Ray. Sorry, I missed the show, buddy. Hey, it's my birthday month celebration. Woo!
So that's sort of what, you know, that's sort of what I'm expecting I'll hear on my voicemail at some point. So, you know, that's what I think.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll find out, but I think he might have. Ray, I fell off the wagon. I hit my head on the way down. I have family. I have Padron family, the Padron family in the Facebook Live chat room.
There you go.
That's one of my cousins. I swear it is. The Juan Rafael Padron Munoz. Juan Rafael, my grandfather's name was Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafael Padron. And his, by the way, good trivia question. If you listen to the Bodine bit with George Takei from like 1998, mm-hmm. If you ever listen to Best of Number 4.
Yeah.
And George Takei asks him what his name is, and Bodine goes, Rafael Padron. He's given my grandfather's name, which is funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, my grandfather's family, the Padrons in Mexico, that Juan, who's in the Facebook Live room,
mm-hmm.
Juan is from my grandfather's family. So it's kind of cool. I saw him in the Facebook Live room. I thought it was really cool. And I'm sorry, I'm not looking constantly, so I would say hi to, I see Rob Hansen's in there. I see Wayne's in there. There's a lot of
everybody.
So many cool people. My buddy Bob, I went to high school with. There's so many people in there, and I can't see all of you, but thank you for coming in. That's really cool, you guys. I appreciate it. Hello. You want to hear some George? All right, let me. Mikey will enjoy this. I see Mikey commenting as George. Mikey, you'll enjoy this on the show. I have my. Let me hold on. I gotta hit this thing. I've got my George machine. I actually have a George Takei, or George Takei. I don't know why I say Takei. I've got my George Takei soundboard that is set up. See, for people who don't listen to the show very often, or people who maybe haven't listened to an entire podcast episode, we actually have a George soundboard that I'll play a couple clips from here. Let me bring it up and I'll play a little bit. For those wondering, we do have our George soundboard that you will hear from time to time. I have it.
I do.
No, I do. How dare
I
you.
Do.
And then I hit the buttons.
Do that.
Thank you, George. And they make great sounds.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And so sometimes if you call in at 814-032 and you want to talk to George, you know.
I think you do.
Yes, you can. It's very easy to talk to George on our George Takei soundboard, all right?
It's quite rude.
Well, that's your opinion, George, and it certainly is not my opinion.
Hello.
Well, hello to you.
Thank you.
All right. And you never know what you're going to hear on that soundboard.
Somebody is going to get hurt.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, what have you been up to?
My ass is really sore.
Okay, well, thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. So for those of you that don't listen to the podcast very often, we do have the Morning Disaster soundboard that is up there as well. Where do we put the soundboard?
My butt.
Oh, okay, thank you, Jimmy. Anyway, so occasionally you'll hear stuff from there as well when we do the show. All right? I should probably shut off the Facebook Live, and we'll do the rest of the – oh, Gully's in there. Hey, Gully. And we'll do the rest of the show audio only.
I bet he's drunk, too.
Yeah, I saw Gully's been I was looking at him on Facebook. He seems like he's been drinking a little bit lately.
Oh, a little bit, a lot.
He's been getting
I get messages.
He's getting very – he's another one that's getting older. Getting drunk and sending me
drunk texts.
Yeah, sending me drunk text. love it.
He should call in the show.
Gully should call in. I know.
He can sit in the room. He can call in the show.
I know.
Gully.
By the way, I was talking about how I looked, and this is serious now. I'm not just flirting, but Jen is in the Facebook Live.
Yeah, she's ageless.
My God, she looks, Jen's not, she's not young. She looks young. The number, by the way, is 814-0332. Jen is not young, but she looks, I don't know how she looks like she's 30.
Sometimes she looks younger than that.
Yeah, yeah, but well, that's when Big D has her dress up. Well, I'm disturbed by that. But he has her dress up in these clothing like she's a high schooler. But she's in, I know for a fact that she's like 40 or something. You know, I mean, she's not, you know, Jen is not super young, but she looks so young. Oh, crap. Sorry, everybody. I accidentally ended the feed on Facebook. Sorry, everybody.
You get so excited when somebody
well,
calls.
No, I hit the thing with the microphone. Hey, Mikey.
Raymond, what's up, bro?
How are you, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Oh, my God. I just accidentally ended the Facebook Live feed.
I see that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It just accidentally ended. So what are you up to, Mikey?
Nothing. Sitting at home. The daughter was feeling a little under the weather today, so she stayed home from school, and Jody went to work, and I just been sitting here doing nothing. So
like, I would love when my daughter do that. Because my wife would be like, oh, my God, Bella's sick. I go, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll stay home with Bella. You go to work. And my wife would be like, oh, thank you for doing all the work today. No problem, honey. And then she'd go to work, and I'd tell Bella, all right, you're sick. Go to sleep. So I'd basically sit at home and do nothing.
Yep. Sydney got up this morning at 6:15, said she didn't feel good. About 6:30, she went back to sleep, and she just now woke up and made her a waffle, and she's sitting on the couch under the blanket watching TV.
Yeah, so she won't do anything all day. But somehow somehow your wife's at work saying, Mikey was so nice today. He's home with my daughter. He's home with Sydney. Oh, my God, I feel so bad for him. Are you kidding? Mikey's going to lay on the couch all day, do nothing.
No, she won't. She never feels bad for me.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I think it's my wife, when my daughter was, not so much now, because, you know, Bella's old enough to, you know, she's 14, so she does whatever she wants to do. But I'm saying that when she was younger, my wife would think that I can't believe you're waiting on her hand and foot. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't do a damn thing. Gully's calling at him. My daughter would go, Daddy, do you think I can have a Pop-Tart? I go, yeah, yeah, honey. They're in the cabinet. Go
ahead. Get them yourself.
It'll help you to move. Yeah. I said, you'll feel better if you move around a little.
Get off.
Like, you seem like you're better. Go get it yourself.
It'd make you better to move around a little bit. It would? Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to get, okay. And then she'd get up to get her Pop-Tart. I go, honey, bring your dad a glass of water. Okay, Daddy. She'd end up taking care of me. Poor kid. I see. So, Mikey, what have you been up to?
I'm nothing, just working and booking bands still and getting ready to go on vacation. And that's the reason I'm home. Jody suffers migraines horribly, and she misses. Sometimes she'll miss 2 to 3 days a month from having migraines.
And oh, my God, that's horrible.
We're on vacation here in a couple of weeks, and she, you know, she's been doing really well. She hasn't missed any days, and I told her, I said, you go to work. I said, because there's enough days that you miss because you can't go to work. I said, go to work. I'll stay home with her, and here next week we go to New Orleans for Halloween. So.
What is, do they know what causes her migraines?
Probably the lack of sex she gives me is what they're saying.
Right.
I don't. That's
if she'd give up more. She gets to give up more, you know.
Yeah, that's right. But they do tell her it's hormonal. I you know, they say that once she gets through the change of life, they'll probably.
I've read that, and thank knock on wood, my wife is not there yet, you know. But I am horrified by the thought that it's sometime in the next 10 years it's got to be coming, right? Because I don't know.
Well, Jody's 45, and they tell her they're pretty sure it started. She don't know.
It
could be 3 years. It could be 10 years.
So they're right around the same age then. Although my wife would hate. My wife doesn't. Oh, I probably screwed up there. She hates when I. My wife is somehow convinced she's going to fool people into thinking she's, you know, in her 30s still. Because, you know, the professional environment, the older you get, the worse off, you know.
Yeah.
So she hates. She always goes, don't say. Because I don't care. I say my real age. And my wife gets mad. She goes, will you stop saying how old you are in the air? And I go, why? She goes, because people are going to. She goes, she says, I try to lie about my age. And people. She goes, you're out there telling people you're almost 50. She goes, with the way I lie about my age, she goes, it won't be long before people start thinking I was like 14 when I married you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I should. You know, stop that.
Oops.
So I don't care who knows my age. My wife is, so I know some people go, oh, Ray doesn't want to say his age. No, Ray's wife doesn't want him saying the age. It's not me. Blame society and their ridiculous, you know, the way they, the ageism for women, you know, the gender gap so crazy in this country. And if you're an older woman, my God, they treat you like crap. Anyway, yeah, so I'm, but I read this thing, Mikey, where their diet, it's like, so many things could cause migraines when they're going through that. Diet, some type of vitamin thing.
Yep. They've tried just about everything over the last.
They've given
never
her,
had them until they've given she never her, had them until after Sydney was born.
Yeah, there you go.
And
yeah.
Then after Sydney was born, she started having them. They've tried changing her diet. They've tried the vitamins.
Is she
getting Botox every 3 months?
Is she no longer on birth control either?
No, they put her back on birth control thinking
control,
that would
yeah.
help. Because, I mean, she was on birth control for years, and then she got off, and then she got pregnant. And while she was pregnant, I went and got the snip-snip done.
Right. Oh.
So that bullshit wouldn't happen again. And
you have you done the semen thing? Like her
she's allergic?
No, her semen intake has to increase.
I agree.
Yeah. So you need to increase her semen intake. And I did hear that there's an anal the stretching of the anus.
And we had to slow down on that for a while because my semen's high in calories. And oh boy.
I really hope we do the stuff you said in the Facebook live chat. I really hope she doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, I pray to God she does not.
So, but Mikey, I mentioned this earlier, and I'm pretty sure you were listening because I was talking to you or watching your comments. But we do that. I don't know if you've heard a lot of this show, but we do specials, you know, for people on the program from time to time. And Shaner's was last month, and it was the Shaner special was really good. It really was. It really was cool.
You probably had to make sure that probably had to be. I guess you can be X-rated on the podcast.
Oh yeah, we could be as bad as. I think I can't remember what was on it, but I mean, he was wrecking cars, of course. Then there was a whole thing with.
Was the vibrating phone, him going to the hospital?
Yeah, no, I'm saving that. That one's being saved for the next time. No, I did
still my favorite Shaner story.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so much stuff. I mean, you know, when it's all said that, I could do 30 specials of every person eventually. You know, we've got, you know, thousands of hours of material. But the Shaner special was really good. Before that, we did the, I've done specials of, there was a Vic special, there was a Bodine special earlier. There was a Bodine was the first one. We did a Marvin special. We did, You know, I'm just, I do these specials from time to time. Gully special.
Gully special.
Yes, oh, and there's Gully's also. And hi, Gully.
Hello, Gully.
But I am, I'm doing a, I got the Spanky special this month, okay? And then I've got a Jimmy special in November, because Jimmy died in November 15th, you know, so I'm November, I always do like a Jimmy thing. And then, but December is the Mikey special, which is really good. The best, I'm going to, you're going to hate that I say this, but the Mikey special starts with Mikey shitting the bed.
Oh, priceless.
Which is,
priceless, yeah.
Which is the
true story.
We were doing, and it was during a,
Who's Lying?
We were doing the bit, Who's Lying? And Mikey starts telling this story, right? And I'm cracking up because I'm thinking, this is the greatest lie anyone's ever told. And as I'm and then as I'm listening to it, I'm going, oh, wait a minute. He's not the one that's supposed to be lying. So the funniest thing, and I'm just going to warn people, this, it won't come out for a couple months, but the funniest thing about it is there's a point when you listen to it, when if you listen to me, if you just try to pay attention to my voice, you'll be able to know exactly when I remember that Mikey's not the one that's supposed to be lying. Like, there's a point that I realize, oh my God, he really shit the bed.
Oh yeah.
And if you listen close, you can hear it. Because it's the strangest sort of like realization that all of a sudden just this laugh that I'm trying to hide. So it is. And that's how it starts. And then there's a bunch of other stuff. There's you and Bodine, you get Bodine in trouble, and I mean there's a lot of good stuff on it.
You've got to find the one where I changed Jim Reeves' voicemail.
Oh, that's not on it yet. What, you changed Jim's, do you remember what year that was from?
2001 maybe, 2000. It was in the early 2000s.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I'll look for it. Yeah. I remember it happening. I remember it happening, but
and then I wouldn't change it back. I changed the password.
Yeah, because he didn't know the password. Oh, that's great.
And he called the show pissed off because I wouldn't give him the password.
Oh, I got to find it. I got to find that. Yeah, I mean, there's some – we do have great bits. And I love those specials. Those specials are a lot of fun. So, yeah, and I know you work so much. And I see – my God, I see New City Road all the time are always working. But you got several bands. And you got several bands though, right?
Well, they're the only one that I do exclusively. Places are hiring me to do their entertainment. So I, when you see me posting anything about anybody other than New City Road, it's because the event has hired me to line up their bands, and then I promote the band.
Live bands are in again. I mean, people love live bands.
I love live music.
You know, the question I get asked more than I always get more in disaster questions, but the question I get asked more than anything else, this is honest to God true, the question people ask me more than anything else, and this is even in the last 6 months when people are like, when are you going to get back on the air? Because, you know, I haven't been on the actual AM or FM for a long time. The question they always ask me is, when's the Pickles going to go play live? When are you guys getting back out? When are the Pickles? And Nikki, I've told you this.
Yeah.
I'm done. I am done, 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 done. I don't ever want to. I don't see how these guys do it. I honestly don't see how these. And there's guys in their 60s. They play every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could. There's no way. There is no way. So I'm impressed by any of these guys. And there's a lot of good bands. There's a lot of good new bands out there, too. I mean, you know, like Perry Zubek constantly has a new band, and
yep, the Loops.
Yeah, the Loops. I've seen some stuff from them. They're good. I love
the girl that sings for the Loops. The girl that sings for the Loops is the original singer of New City Road.
Oh, is that true?
Allie Munstock.
Yeah, that is okay.
Founded New City Road, and it got to the point where she was just playing too much, and New City Road was booked all the time. So she left, and we hired another girl, and then, you know, after a while of sitting around, Allie was ready to play again, and Perry reached out to her, and there you go. So now she's doing something other than just country, so she's really spread her wings out, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I like they're good. I like Brandy Kristen. Of course, you know, Dave is the drummer, and Jamie's a guitarist.
Jamie's a guitarist, yeah. I saw them at the fair this year out of the Bud Tent, and they did a great job.
So former Pickles, but I do love their band. I think that's a great band. New City Road, of course, the band you manage, they're fantastic. I mean, these guys... If they wanted to, they could pay every weekend twice a Friday, Saturday, both, right?
There's times that they do play both Friday and Saturday night. If they play out of town somewhere, I never put them in town the same two nights. But if they, you know, if they play in Decatur on a Friday night, they might play in Springfield the next night. So
I don't know how they do it. I mean, in 2000, when you were in the Pickles and booking the Pickles, in 2004, you know, like 2003, 2004, we played every weekend, both Friday and Saturday. And I got to tell you, I think that killed me. Because when I stopped, I played one more time, in August, when I finally, the last day that I worked on QLZ, we played that night. But then if I've never played again, I would have been fine. I did a thing a few years ago where I would just we play a bunch of good classic rock. That was kind of fun, but I only did it a handful of times, you know. But I get asked all the time, people all the time ask me, when are you getting the Pickles back together? And I constantly say, I'm not. I don't, because physically I can't do it. My knees, I can't walk. My right knee is so bad I can hardly walk. So I couldn't do it for that reason. But also, man, it's so much work to play in a band. I don't see how these guys do it. It's crazy. It really is. And I'm so impressed by it, and God bless them. And I'm impressed by you because you've expanded live music. And you know I love live music over DJ, so. But still, I tell you what,
it's funny. I would have not thought until 2008, I had never, ever worked with a country band. And now I kind of seem to get a little bit of pigeonholed because I always have a country band. But, you know, I mean, you know, country bands have, you know, been hot for the last or 6 years, 7 years. And
look at radio.
I seem to always have a good one, thank God. So
in this market for 30 years, it was one FM country station. Now you got what? You got four?
Four of them, yeah.
There's four FM country stations in Springfield. My God, with this.
And country's not what country was.
No.
When we were 21, like I said, my daughter Kim's 21, and she don't listen to anything but country.
Yeah.
When we were 21, you'd find a couple of our buddies who liked to listen to country.
Our hillbilly friends.
Yeah, our spanky-type friends would have listened to country.
But nowadays, but everybody. But country's different now, you know.
Yeah, country's not, the country our mom and dad listened to when we were growing up.
Yeah, it's a lot less racist. And it was never racist.
Yeah, and they got rap mixed into it now. So, I mean, it's not really country.
Well, it's really guitar-based and stuff, which I really like, you know.
Yeah, it's more, I always say it's closer to the classic rock, southern rock genre that we grew up listening to than it is the country.
Right. Yeah, and it does sound good. So and there's a, you know, God bless it, you know. I had a conversation with somebody the other day. I was eating at Sunrise Cafe. My daughter wanted to go, so I took her after school. And I'm eating at Sunrise, and a guy comes in. We start talking about country, and the guy said, and he actually says to me, he goes, you know what, around 2000, he goes, 2006, he said, you should have taken the whole Morning Disaster and done country. And I said, I didn't know a damn thing about the music. And the guy says, he goes, you did a show on a rock station for, you know, 20 years. He goes, you didn't know shit about rock music. I'm like, I'm like, I guess, you know, in hindsight, thinking about, I guess it makes sense. He goes, and this is the guy saying, the guy's in radio. He goes, Ray, the reason I say it is, he goes, all those guys that listened to you guys when you were doing the disaster, he goes, those guys were like 18, 20, 25, even 30. He said, all those guys, and this is his theory. He goes, and he even used you as an example, Mike. He goes, all those people that listened to you guys when you were on QLZ and doing the rock stuff, he goes, they all listen to country now.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Mikey, and the guy goes, Mikey does that country band. He goes, everybody knows him because they learned about him when he was Mikey on the radio. He goes, they all know him because they're the same listeners that you guys had listen to country. They're just listening to rock. Now they listen to country. And when he said that, I'm like, you know what? He's right. I probably should have learned something about country music. If for anything else, my professional life could have been a little bit better being on a country station.
The guys and gals that are listening to that are our age, and are listening to country now, were the ones that were listening to Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and Poison and all that stuff in the 80s.
They all listened to the Morning Disaster.
They kind of look at country as more that type of music than rock is now, because new rock is that's a different story. But
I will listen to a country song from time to time, and I'll hear a guitar, like a guitar riff, and I'll be like, oh, that's good. What is that? And to me, it sounds like a, it sounds almost like John Mellencamp, these riffs, you know, just really
good. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff like that.
And they'll say, no, that's a country band. And I'll be like, wow. And then I'll listen to, and there's nothing against QLZ. I mean, those guys are really nice. And I got a chance to meet, what is Katie, who's on there. I met her last week. She's fantastic. Because I haven't listened to that show, but that girl Katie, who's on there now with Wes, and Wes seems like a good guy. I don't know him that well, but I got a chance to meet that Katie, and she's fantastic. I mean, just a lovely person, you know. But I can't listen to that station unless it's like occasionally they play a song that I know. But most of the time, I'm just too freaking old. You know what I mean? I don't know the music.
I still to this day get people coming up to me and go, hey, listen, when you were on QLZ, what was the song you guys used to play? And they'd start saying part of it. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you played it all the time. I said, dude, I didn't listen to that music when I was on it.
Right.
I heard it at the radio station. The minute I left in the car, I never listened to it. I said, it was the morning show. I mean, we were, there to,
we played,
make people laugh. I said, the last thing I was worried about was whether I was up to date on all the recent Foo Fighters songs. And the Foo Fighters are one of the few bands from that era that I like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot that I do, but well, the Foo Fighters are one of them.
The thing with it,
I can tell you about the most recent.
Well, the thing with this, even at the most, when we were doing the Morning Disaster, this is true. The most music we would ever play was, we usually played one song an hour, if that. But the most we ever played in any hour was two songs. Mm-hmm. That's the most we'd ever play. We didn't play a lot of music. So people do talk to me, and I know the music, but mostly I know it because we learned it for the Pickles or... I don't dislike rock music. I love rock music, but I like classic rock. And you mentioned the band. For me, new music for me ends with like the Foo Fighters. I like Seether okay. I like Breaking Benjamin because we opened up for them. They're really nice guys and stuff. But I like a couple of those bands, like the bands you booked in the QLZ days. You know what I'm talking about, Mikey?
Sure.
But anybody from then till now, I don't even know them. I'm unfamiliar with the music. It's not horrible.
I never thought in my life I'd get to the point where I don't know what every band was that was out there, and I am there.
The time...
Well,
go ahead, Gully.
I'm 39 now, and I'm like, I do rock music over there.
Yeah, you do that rock music TV or the radio show in London, yeah.
Yeah, and I have to know all the stuff because I don't want to play the run-of-the-mill stuff like the Foo Fighters and stuff like that. I want to play new music, and I've got literally this past week, I've had about 30 albums sent to me, and I'm like, some of it's shit. Most of it is, like, I'll be honest, but some of it's really good, so there is still good music there. You've just got to work harder for it. Now, it's not like it was a few years ago either, I think.
Well, your show on the F, is it Phoenix FM? I can't remember the name of the station.
Phoenix FM. Yeah.
Your show on Phoenix FM in London, though. You actually say, hey, this is, this is a hard rock show. Like, you call it a metal show. So you will, you guys interviewed somebody, not hair band, but around that, like I saw a few weeks ago, you interviewed somebody who was big here in like the 80s and 90s. They were a rock act. And, I mean, I'll see your interviews. Like, you guys did, it wasn't Pantera, but it was somebody like that you did.
Testament.
Yeah, like you'll do really hard stuff like that, and then you'll turn around and do some new band I've never heard of in my life, and then you'll go back and, not Twisted Sister, but somebody like that. So I see that you guys are sort of mixing along, but these new bands that you'll be on you'll be plugging on your show and stuff, I don't know anything about those bands. I just don't know anything about them. I'm like, I have no idea who this is.
There's that many of them. That's why. There's so many new bands and so much new music. I have a 10-second filter with a song. If it's shit, I'll turn it off after 10 seconds.
But you guys will do, like, you'll do something new, and then all of a sudden you'll hear, like, Black Sabbath. I think having that ability to know what sounds good next to each other is really cool. So, I mean, I compliment you on that, because that's something we're not doing in American radio. In American radio right now, they have problem mixing old with new. And I think, and this is just me, and I hate when I go off on radio tangents, but I do feel this way. I think one of the problems with American radio is, the guys in charge of it, they can't figure out how to take a song that's familiar to, like, a guy like me and Mikey. You know, we're around the same age. He's a little bit older, but we're really close in age. like, and he mentioned it earlier with rock music, is if you turn on, you, it's so unfamiliar now. But if a station could figure out how to play, like, Kiss into, like, you take a Kiss song and you play it into a familiar beat or familiar sounding song from, like, Aerosmith. And then you find a new band, and maybe the band isn't considered rock. Maybe it, we mentioned country earlier, but maybe there's a country band that fits, and you mix all that stuff together. That's how you would get people learning new music and old music. But the way it is in the United States now is if somebody plays old music, then the whole format is just classic rock.
You're not even. My wife, Ray, has Sirius in her car.
Yeah, now Sirius will mix
it
up.
So I was in her car the other day driving, listening to Sirius, and Garth Brooks has a channel now.
Yeah.
And the Garth Brooks channel is pretty much what that is. Because
yeah.
It's his stuff and stuff that influenced him.
Stuff he likes.
When he was growing up.
He loves Kiss, so, doesn't he?
As you're listening to this Garth Brooks channel, the other day I heard a Kiss song. And then the next song I heard was a Cheap Trick song.
Yeah.
And then the next song I heard was a George Jones song. And then they played one of Garth's songs. And then they played an Alan Jackson song. And then they went back to the Rascals, Good Lovin'. It was all across the board.
There's ways to do it. And in the United States, for some reason, unless you're on, like Mike, like you said, satellite radio has some cases like that. Like when I'm on satellite, I listen to Spectrum, which is channel 28 on a Sirius, because I do have Sirius in my Chrysler. And I'll listen to Spectrum. I love it. And my daughter likes the alt-rock one that plays bands like 1975, and she loves that band. But there's a lot of cool bands that are out there like that. I do like that. But the ones I don't like are the ones that consider themselves pure rock, like 1975 and Cold War Kids and, you know, rock bands like that. They consider themselves alternative. I love alternative. I have a problem with the rock bands. When I go to hear rock, I'm expecting to hear certain guitar riffs, and I don't hear those riffs anymore. When I hear those riffs, I'm usually on a country station or classic rock or something like that. So what I'm saying is rock as a format itself is really fragmented. There doesn't really seem to be anything such as mainstream rock. There's the stuff that Gully does on his show on Phoenix FM in London when he does the hard, they actually call it metal. I mean, it's a hard form of music. And then there's alternative. You very rarely get something that is just called rock. And that's how it's changed, because the people who program rock, they're like, nah, screw it, we're just going to play classic rock. Or just screw it, we're just going to play this rock. And they don't put it all together. And back in the old days, you know, when radio was really good, there was no, it's like you'd hear a classic. Remember when QLZ first started, we would play like a classic Bruce Springsteen.
Tom Petty.
And we would play it into brand new Def Leppard. Like those, or a brand new Bon Jovi, or brand new like band that you've never heard of before, you know, like the Black Crowes. I'm just thinking back early 90s when we first did this stuff. So
yep,
you would mix those new bands in with the old bands, and next thing you know, you're listening for 2-3 hours. You know, well, all of a sudden, around 2006, 2007, radio stopped doing that. They just stopped. It's like, and now you get guys like I saw, like, for example, Kiss tours. I'm sure they could write new music, but they know it's a futile effort because nobody's going to play it. A Bruce Springsteen put out a new album. Nobody played it. Mm-hmm. It's freaking Springsteen, but nobody, you know, I heard Robin Zander from Cheap Trick talking about this. It's like, he goes, they could write, he and Rick Nielsen write new music all the time, but they know it's not going to get any airplay on radio stations. So they have to promote it by playing it live. And they even talked about Kiss. They said Paul Stanley has 1,000 songs in his heart. He's ready to write and play, but they know to do a whole album takes so much time. Why do it when it takes away your money from touring? Why do it when nobody's going to buy the album because there's no radio to promote it? And let's face it, nobody really buys albums anymore because of the digital age. And
those guys are smart enough now that they have, you know, when they do something like Kiss's most recent album came out in 2012.
That was a,
but they own the record company, the label themselves that they're putting it out on. So there's no money I mean, they probably own the studio. If chances be known, they're probably recording it in one of their home studios.
But even they know. Even they know when they play live. Even Kiss knows. Like, they might be new songs that they wrote. They're not going to put it. They're not going to do a whole concert or new music. They might one song in.
Yep.
And then remind people you could buy this online. But because the people that go to see them, they don't want to hear the new music either. They want to hear the classic stuff. So I'm saying radio's not helping them like it used to, and that's why I think the less people are interested in it.
I went to the Rick Springfield Loverboy concert Friday night at the convention.
I heard that was a good concert.
And Loverboy didn't play anything that, you know, they didn't attempt anything new.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't even have anything new. I don't know. But Rick Springfield did. He said, here's a couple new songs that are on my new album, and he played them. And yeah, you saw the sea of people getting up, heading to get a beer and go to the bathroom, you know, whenever, you know, you've announced you're going to do a new song, because there's some people there that they just don't want to hear it. They could care less.
Yeah.
And that's so why, I personally sat that whole time and listened to those two songs, and one of them, it was okay. The other one I really liked, and I actually got home that night and found it on iTunes and downloaded it.
That's all they care about you. They care about that. Even if it's just a handful of people, that still moves the new material. And then the hope is, you know, the hope is that one of those songs will become, you know, Van Halen did it. They put out that album a few years ago, and they did a song called Tattoo You that was the only song that anybody that got any radio play that anybody cared about in their album. But now when they play again, and I don't know how much longer they're going to go with Daily Roth. Rumors say they're going to probably do another tour with Sammy. But they added Tattoo You into all their other songs. So you hear all these classic songs. And Tattoo You felt like it was just one of the classic songs. Just like what Kiss did. I'll use your band Kiss. In 90, whatever, they added Psycho Circus, which was a brand new song. But now you listen to them, you feel that's a classic song. So that's what those bands try to do. They try to write something that can be considered one of their classics. Def Leppard did
like
it with
AC/DC.
That. What is that? Go ahead. Yeah, golly, AC/DC, yes.
They sound the same, and for a reason.
Yeah, you're right.
Makes them money.
Yeah, and even though the album doesn't sell that much, but they get one song that they can add to their catalog of classics, and they do fine.
Their recent tour, AC/DC, even with Axl Rose singing, is one of the highest making tours for money this year.
Yeah, but it was also like $120 for the cheapest ticket too. But I mean, still, if people are going to pay it, why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I mean, I could talk music. I'd have to do a total other podcast. But yeah, the music industry is really screwed up right now. And there's a handful of people doing it right. And unfortunately, the people running radio are not listening to those people doing it right. And Mikey mentioned Sirius.
There's not much of an industry of it left anymore unless you go to Nashville.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, and this is honest to God true, you guys, the music that's actually selling, where people legitimately buy the discs, okay, or even they go buy, is country music and Christian music and and rap, urban music. And it's because in a lot of black, and I'm not trying to be racist at all, but in a lot of black communities, they don't have internet. So the only way they're going to hear this music is to actually buy it. So they'll sell a lot of they'll sell a lot of rap and R&B albums. Country music, a lot of their audience either A, doesn't know how to find illegal copies of songs on the internet, and it's easier for them to just buy it, or they still like to go to Best Buy and buy the actual CD. And Christian music, although Christian kids do know how to find stuff on the internet, they don't want to go to hell from illegally downloading a song, so they just pay for it. But I'm serious. Those are the three formats right now that actually sell. Is
Christian rock is huge.
Christian rock, country music, and any kind of R&B or rap music. Those are the ones that make any money. They don't. You know how you only make money in rock music from touring. Yep, even the hit music, unless you're Taylor Swift, you know, Rihanna, a handful of other acts, you make your money from touring. You don't make your money from selling your albums.
Well,
so it's changed.
Thing. Even this, right, because I talk to bands every week and, like, we always interview them. And even people that are playing big festivals around Europe, around the world, and over in the US and whatever, they've all got day jobs because they don't get paid shit.
Yeah.
It's a very small percentage of bands that are touring that make money. It's very rare. Nowadays, the music industry is flipped up on side its head. And the music companies, the record companies, are recovering. They've had their best ever year for sales because they've worked out how to make money off streaming. But the artists just aren't getting the money, and that's really scary because that means people don't want to do it.
If you're a fan of live music, it's cool because you're going to see a bunch of people touring because they have that's what they have to do to survive. But like you hit on the head, Spotify and Pandora, they don't do deals with the artist. They do deals with the rights holders, which are the music companies.
Yep.
And so these people are saying, oh, well, I'm not going to go buy the album. I'm just going to, when I'm on Spotify, when I pay my Spotify dues every month, I'll just listen to it for free, even though they're not really listening to it for free, but they think they do. They are. The only people that are getting screwed in that's the band because you're not actually paying for the record. But the record company's getting money.
Well, they've renegotiated their contracts with Spotify and Pandora and iTunes and everything else. But what they haven't done is renegotiate with the bands. So the bands are still getting screwed at this time. And it's kind of unfair. And that's why they're touring left, right, and center. And you'll see bands like Slayer will keep going. And Slayer are getting on in age now, as an example. And they'll be touring for another 10 years the way it's gone.
Because in order to make money, they've got to play live. And I will say that you know, the Sound Exchange, which is Sound Exchange and the Copyright Royalty Board. I mean, there's a lot of other ways for them to try to make money. You know, the whole ASCAP BMI angles, and there's ways for artists to get the money. But now they're trying to charge more for radio stations to play more. They're trying to get more of a cut of the Pandoras and Spotify's, and they're not. The record companies have got their cut because they're the ones that own the rights to the recordings of the songs. The artist hold the performance rights, and the person who wrote the song has the royalty rights. But the record companies have jumped the gun, and they've already made the deals with these streaming companies. And the bands, eventually these bands are going to come together, and you're going to start seeing people like that sued. I mean, it's the main reason that MorningDisaster.net or any of my web stuff, it's the main reason I don't play music, is it's really becoming more and more expensive to stream live music on the internet. Because
sure,
the way they want to charge you is, it used to be they charge you by the listeners, and for me it's like, you know, I got like 400, you know, it's like 400 listeners. It would be cheaper for me to go by the listener than it would, but now it's for the performance, so there's no cheap way around it. You either have to have, you know, a million listeners paying you money to be able to listen, or else you can't do it, which has now squeezed out small broadcasters from the internet, and only big, gigantic broadcasts are the ones that can afford to play the music. So we live in an interesting time.
Well, you got ASCAP and BMI now cracking down on bar owners for having live bands playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already paying a license for their jukebox, but these bands aren't getting their money anymore.
They're going individually. They're going individually after DJs, and in some markets, they go after the bands themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So they just need to find ways to make money.
I hear all the time from a bar owner that, hey, I got a letter from ASCAP that says I got to start paying because they had somebody come in the bar and they heard a band playing that's doing cover music, and they want me to pay a licensing. I'm already paying one for my jukebox.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know,
I've told people that have bands before, and I've given this advice. I don't know if I'm sure it's gotten back to you in some form, but I tell them, I say, write an original song, write original music, and send in your name and your licensee information and join ASCAP and BMI for your music. Because once you're a member, when you're a member of ASCAP and BMI, then you're a member. You have the rights. If not, if you're just a cover band and you don't do any original songs that you have yourself licensed, then technically, if they want to, they can go after you to pay that. But if you're a member of ASCAP BMI, then you don't have to pay it.
Right.
Because, you know, and it doesn't matter. Even if your song sucks, it doesn't matter. Even if you're never going to sell a copy of it, it doesn't matter. Join it. Pay the fee. That way you don't have to worry about ever getting sued for playing a cover material of somebody else. If you guys are both in the union, I mean, if you're both part of ASCAP BMI, you're covered. They don't sue their own. So I tell it to a lot of people. I'm like, write an original song. And pay the fee to join ASCAP. And they'll be like, oh, I don't want to pay the fee. But I'm telling you, eventually, and they're going to do it, when they start suing local bands all over the place who are doing covers, you want to be the guy that says, yeah, I don't have to pay it. I'm already a member. I'm a member of ASCAP BMI. They go, oh, okay, you're cool. because eventually those are the only bands that aren't going to get sued.
Or they're going to start finding these bars that are having these cover bands, and then these bars are just going to say, all right, I'm not having cover bands anymore.
But they're going after
the local music.
They're going after the bars. They're going after the bands. They go after the DJs. They go after – even if you have a jukebox, I mean, they're eventually going to get everybody. That's just – they have no choice because, you know, the bands aren't making money any other way because the record companies have cornered the licensee fees for allowing the internet streams to play the music that they have the control over from giving the bands small advances. I mean, that's...
And you see some of these older bands, Ray, Kiss has done it, Def Leppard's done it. I would imagine there's plenty of other ones. But they don't own the original publishing on those songs that they put out in 1978 or 77 or whatever year it was. So what they've done is they go in and re-record those songs.
Yeah.
Kiss put out their album in 2009, and it was a two disc. But the first disc was their new album, and their second disc was Rock and Roll All Night and Beth and Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud, and all that stuff was re-recorded with the band that's together now.
Yep. Because then you don't have to play performance rights. Yeah.
So when Kiss did the big Diet Dr. Pepper ad, and they were playing Dr. Love through it, it wasn't the 1976 version of Dr. Love. It was the 2009 version, so Kiss was making all the money, not their publishing company, because they own the publishing rights.
And also, if you're a band like Kiss that has X members, playing those classic, the publishing rights are going to go to the record companies, and the performance rights, you would have claims from guys who aren't even in your band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get a piece of it. So it's crazy to not do it. Don't be surprised that Bon Jovi doesn't do the same thing, because... He's got the same thing where guys who aren't even in his band anymore have publishing rights or have performance rights to go after the old recordings, so they just want to put the new ones out.
Richie Sambora wrote a lot of songs with him.
Yeah, well, he's always going to get the songwriter. But I'm talking about performance rights.
I was watching something the other day, and there was a I want to say it was a Honda car commercial on, and it showed a bunch of kids getting in a Honda, and they turned on the radio. And it was I Was Made for Loving You, but it wasn't the 1975.
No, it's the new version.
2009 version. I'm thinking, well, you know, that's what Kiss is pushing to, you know, use those versions of in your songs, but don't use the original version. Use these ones we re-recorded that we own the publishing rights on now. So
yeah, and that's just how kids. I mean, a lot of the younger bands. I've mentioned the band my daughter likes. And Gully, I don't know if you know these guys, but it's the 1975. They're a pop alternative act. Okay.
Yep.
And they had an
album. I played them on the when I was doing the pop radio show.
Yeah, and they're great. Don't get me wrong, I love it. I think a great band. But they put out a new album, and literally a month after the album came out, there was a Volkswagen commercial, and their song. Well, how the hell does that song go? It's the sound of your heart. Okay, this song's out for like a month, and it's already on a Volkswagen commercial. And so they are like, screw it. We wrote the song. Volkswagen wants it. Let's sell them the rights. You know what I mean? Let's get money from them. So you're hearing bands, like in the past, it used to be, oh, I'm not selling the rights for my songs to be on any commercial. Now these bands are like, screw it. Let's get paid. I'm going to write a song and give it to a soft drink or car company immediately or a video game, because at least I'm going to get some money from it.
Make the money whilst you can.
Yeah. And so you're hearing that. And it never used to happen. Like when I was a kid, a band put out a new song. They're like, oh, no, it's going to be 20 years before it goes to a TV commercial. Now it's
Artistic integrity has gone out the window.
Because the only way you're going to get paid, I mean, you got to eat, you know.
Exactly.
So anyway, Mikey, listen, we're way past time. But it's so good. You know, we never talk to you. We talk to everybody on the show. We never get a chance to talk to you. I'm so glad you actually got a chance to call in today.
It's a rarity that I'm off during the week when you guys are on. So we're
glad your daughter got sick.
Yes, me too.
We're so happy that she's ill because you got a chance. No, so really, please come on. Whenever you get a day off or you got something coming, just give me a call. I'd love to schedule you to get on and just hang out with us, and especially when the specials come out, because I think you'll like those a lot.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'll stay in touch, Ray.
So let me plug. Listen, I want to plug New City Road's a band that Mikey manages. They got a great page.
They're in your town Friday night. They're in Chatham.
Oh, where are they at in Chatham?
At Alamo.
Oh, that's
Chatham, Alamo.
Oh, the Chalamo's so much fun, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Follow him on Facebook, New City Road. Also follow Mikey on Facebook. at, you know, just do you have a business page for that? Or
yeah, Mikey's Entertainment page.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow that. And, Mikey, it's good to talk to you, man. I really appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Ray.
It's the one and only Mikey joining us. Yes. Thank you, buddy. That was awesome.
Nice. All right, we'll see you guys.
We never get a chance to talk to Mikey. That's cool. Gully also joining us today. It's good. Gully, we haven't talked to you forever as well.
I've been getting fit.
I was, you know, Nikki and I were saying earlier, and Nikki said the same thing. You're getting drunk and texting us late at weird times.
Yes.
Why have you been drinking so much?
Only every week. Once a week. I like a Friday night booze. It's just how I like to go on Facebook and Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it used to just be like, you'd be like, hello, Ray. I'm having a nip or two or whatever you'd say. It was just a nice thing. But now it's like, I'm so drunk. I love you, man. I miss you guys. Now it's like, you know, he's becoming an emotional drunk.
That's probably because I drank two-thirds of a bottle of rum. And
oh, my
beer.
God. And then, Nikki, any excuses for you staying up so late last night, or what happened there?
I didn't stay up last night. I went to bed and...
Well, I assumed you stayed up because you said you overslept the show.
Ray, I could sleep 20 hours straight if I was led to do so.
Nikki has, like, the same, she has the same lifestyle as, like, a dog, you know.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, you love to sleep.
I'm a drunk and she's a dog.
You know, I'm saying that I look at my dogs, you know, 24 hours a day. This is honest to God. Anybody who has dogs, you know this. My dogs probably sleep 21 out of the 24 hours. They sleep at least 21 hours a day.
And I'm hungover.
And I think that Nikki's, I think if Nikki had, Nikki's.
Up on my own.
If you had the chance though, Nikki, how many hours a day would you sleep?
Probably about 10 is perfect.
10 hours a day of sleep.
Yeah. I can just about
be late. And I'd wake up on my own.
See, that's crazy. That really is crazy.
Like, wake up at 9, but lay there till 10.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if I sleep 5 hours a day, it's a miracle.
7 or 8 for me.
If I sleep 5 hours a day, people better watch out.
Yeah, 7. Gully said 7. Okay. 7's a lot for me. I don't know, you know.
If I'm hungover, I can sleep a whole day, though.
Oh, I'm getting so, you know, I'm getting so freaking old. I'm to this point now, and I wish I wouldn't do this because I'm so effed up in the head. But I start this thing where I go, oh my God, I don't have a lot of years left on this earth. I don't want to sleep it away. And which sucks because I technically don't have a job, you know?
I don't have the energy.
I don't have a job, and yet I'm so worried about oversleeping or sleeping too much instead of living life. And I'm like, yeah, what kind of life am I living? I mean, I'm living this life of, you know, doing nothing. And it's crazy. Like, but listen, I wanted to point this out because, I loved going to WMAY last week. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. But I know there's a lot of people out there saying, because I've seen it on Facebook, where they welcome me back and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm just doing a fill-in thing. When somebody goes on vacation, I fill in. They haven't hired me to do any full-time anything.
Right.
So please stop, just any listeners, please stop spreading that, because I don't want it to affect our online listening, which is really what's making us, you know, that's what I do every day is the online stuff.
Right.
So I don't want to see numbers go down because people somehow think we're not doing the show. So please, if you listen, spread the word and let people know we're live Monday through Thursday. Weekdays from 8:30 to 10. All right, please. And Gully, you've got to be on more.
I'll try. I'm trying to get fit, so I'm going to the gym in about 5 minutes.
Good
and
for
I've
you.
Been walking a few miles every day. So
oh, good for you.
So I'm getting fit. So I'll
please
try.
Do because I'm going to tell you if you don't, you're going to be like
me when you're drunk.
You're going to be like me because I'm telling you, I'm almost 50 years old and I can't freaking walk.
Yeah,
I can't. My doctor wants to put me in a chair.
Yeah,
I've lost about like 30 kilos or something like that.
I wish I could. My doctor's like my knee doctor. He'd like to put me in a freaking wheelchair, and I'm like, "There, I'm not going." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm not disabled."
Yeah, it's downhill from there.
I am not disabled. You know what I mean? And he'd be like, "I got bad news for you." You know. And so, I mean, that is a concern. So, Gully, please keep doing it now. Really.
Don't, yeah, I should probably lay off the boots as well, to be honest.
And don't play basketball.
No. I mean, my knees would collapse.
Yeah, walk and work out, but don't play. That's what killed me. My doctor said, you can't be 400 pounds playing basketball.
Right.
It's just too much damage, especially when you're 40 years old. And that's what got me. And I have trouble. I can't walk. I mean, I could walk, but it's like 20 feet. I have trouble walking past that. And I have my breath and stuff. That's fine. It's just, it's my knees. My knees hurt so much.
I've got poor circulation in my feet.
Really take it easy. Take it easy. Work out. Eat right. Take it easy. But don't run. You know what I mean? Walk. No. Walk. Don't run.
Fuck running.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we had a good show. We had a long discussion that probably bored some people, but I loved it. Talking about the music industry and so much more. We'll wrap up today. Hopefully Spanky will be back tomorrow. And hopefully he's not dead. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he didn't fall off the wagon.
He was partying and fell asleep on the car.
That's what I think. I think he went. I think he fell off the wagon hard and went out this weekend and is dead.
He's not dead.
Yeah, and I don't mean I don't mean literally dead. I mean
just tired.
Yeah, tired, dead. And so thank you for listening. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Morning Disaster Podcast. Every single day from Monday to Thursday right here. MorningDisaster.net. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.